Right.
I think open mocker is kind of my default.
Okay, well,
I mean, I immediately go to it, but I understand other people.
Hence the weather theme.
Hence the weather theme. Because, of course, that's all Joe Biden was talking about with the guys who were giving him millions of dollars.
Yes. I love the fact, we didn't play the CNN clip, how CNN actually covered this. It was Zachary, what was his name? Zachary Cohen of CNN said this about what the alleged plot was between Hunter Biden and the oligarchs. Cut 15.
So Goldman sort of explaining that Archer qualified the topics of discussion on these phone calls as niceties that Biden sometimes didn't even know who was on the other line with his son Hunter. And, you know, sources in the room telling CNN now that Archer did not point the finger directly at any sort of a connection between Joe Biden and his son's foreign business dealings, and rather, you know, said that he was that Hunter Biden was selling the illusion of said access.
So wait a minute. He didn't know who he was on the phone with as vice president, and that makes it better.
So he was taking money for access, but it wasn't money for access. He was taking money for the illusion of access, and to provide the illusion, he actually provided access.
I think you have accurately assessed their bizarre web of lies.
I mean, you're a lawyer. What would you do with this?
I would never have anything to do with something like this, because this is not related to the law. I get, you know, people are like, Kurt, you're a lawyer. You have a legal background. What is your assessment of everything that's going on with Hunter Biden, from his criminal cases to this potential impeachment? And I'm like, why are you asking a lawyer? Because this has nothing to do with law as I practiced it. Okay, we don't call the court and try and get other people's pleadings pulled. We don't hide things like immunity from every single thing that you ever did somewhere in the back of an annex's appendix in a plea agreement. We don't pretend that when a vice president gets on the phone, that it's not to show that the vice president, this is a guy who can get the vice president on the phone. I mean, this doesn't happen. This is something different than the law. It is the opposite of the law. And it's destructive of the law because people mistake it for the law. But it is not the law. It is a giant scam. And, I think it's unbelievably damaging.
I'm not a lawyer, but from my standpoint, it looks like this family is playing jazz when it comes to ethics and morality and skirting the law.
I don't think there's an attempt to cover it up, but it's pretty blatant. This was the Joe Biden retirement plan.
Of course it was.
And then suddenly he somehow managed to get elected president. And
I still want to know where the shell company is for newly minted granddaughter 7.
Yeah. I mean, where's her how's she going to cash in?
She's got to. She's
what, is she second tier kid? Well, I guess she probably is.
Wow.
So, wow. Well, anyway, I want to thank everybody here at the Hugh Hewitt program for another successful endeavor. Fair winds and clear skies. I'm Kurt Schlichter, a.k.a. Rolling Thunder. She will be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Absolutely, positively need the truth. This is where you turn. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a high energy level every day, and I've just been doing great. And I just feel like it's a definite advantage to take them. Let me just say one other thing. I mentioned to my doctor that I was taking Balance of Nature, and they said they were very positive about that. And they said that was really good. That's a good product. And so I've been very pleased.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. This week only, we're extending our special travel offer. Right now, get $25 off your first order as a preferred customer, plus a free fruits and veggies travel set with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code HUGH.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now, 728-5500. The call is free, and we'll come to you. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The unending legal attacks on former President Trump, they're costing him both time and money.
Trump's political action committee, Save America, has spent more than $40 million on legal fees so far this year. That's from a person familiar with the spending. It's covered costs related to defending the former president, his aides, and other allies. The group also received a $12.2 million refund from Make America Great Again, Inc., a pro-Trump super PAC it had previously donated to. At the same time, Trump's allies are creating a new legal defense fund. Trump is facing dozens of criminal charges from indictments in New York and Florida, with more expected as soon as this week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It is not keeping Mr. Trump off the campaign trail, though. He continues holding his signature rallies, attracting big crowds. Devin Archer's testimony to the House Oversight Committee as Democrats scrambling to defend President Biden against allegations of influence peddling. Archer's testimony cast serious doubt on Mr. Biden's claim that he never spoke with his son Hunter about Hunter's questionable overseas business affairs. Archer says the president, then the vice president, took part in numerous phone calls with Hunter and his foreign business associates. Archer says it was all about selling the Biden brand. Well, who thought this was a bright idea?
Starting today, Americans will only be able to buy LED lights from retailers due to the Biden administration ban on incandescent light bulbs. Any manufacturer who violates the ban may face a maximum penalty of $542 per illegal light bulb. LED lights are much more expensive than incandescent bulbs, which is why President Trump refused to ban the bulbs while he was president. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
On Wall Street, Dow futures down 114 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know Joe Biden isn't getting the job done and too often is making things worse.
That's conservative business leader Doug Burgum, one of America's most successful governors. Raised with small-town values, Burgum built a billion-dollar company, creating thousands of jobs. As governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum cut taxes, balanced the budget, and helped pass term limits.
Where we come from, when something isn't working, you stop and you try something new. That's common sense. Joe Biden has got to go.
Yeah!
As president, Doug Burgum will unleash American energy and end Biden's inflation. He'll secure the border to stop the flow of illegal drugs. And Burgum will rebuild our military to win the Cold War with China.
Do you believe that the economy, energy, and national security are critical to our nation's future? Remember, that's why I'm running for president.
Best of America PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. We may have tied a record for the latest in the year to hit 100 degrees, and that was on June 30th. But Mother Nature made up for that extended relief by bringing us the hottest July ever recorded in Las Vegas history. The average daily temperature last month was 97.5 degrees. It's almost 1.5 degrees hotter than the previous record set in July 2010. Earlier in the month, the valley tied a record set in 1962 for 10 consecutive days, hitting at least 110 degrees. On the 11th day, the high hit 109, barely missing setting another record. The California wildfire that's blown hazardous air quality levels into southern Nevada has consumed 77,000 acres in the Mojave National Preserve. Smoke and poor weather conditions caused nearly two-hour arrival delays yesterday at Reed International. $1 billion is up for grabs for tonight's Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot has been rolling over for nearly 3.5 months and is now up to $1,050,000,000. Even the cash-out option is worth more than $500,000,000. The Las Vegas Aces will look to run their win streak to 8 games tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena when they take on the Atlanta Dream. The defending WNBA champions have yet to lose on their home floor in 12 games this season. Tip goes up at 7. No pro baseball in the Valley this week. The Las Vegas Aviators are in Albuquerque until Sunday. They'll be back at Las Vegas Ballpark 1 week from tonight to host the Sacramento Rivercats. What would it take for you to change your name? How about free lunch for life? That's what Subway is offering. Free subs for life if you're willing to change your first name to Subway. If you're up for it, visit SubwayNameChange.com starting today through Friday. One person will earn $50,000 in Subway gift cards. The restaurant change will even pick up the tab for legal and processing fees for the name change. More clouds throughout the day with a 50% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms and a high temperature that's expected to fall just short of triple digits. With your KMZQ News Flash, I'm Mark Thomas on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We're starting a Tuesday morning commute off in really good shape here. No accidents to report on the freeways. Got a good flow of traffic still on I-15 southbound in and out of the Spaghetti Bowl there. Same goes with 95 in the downtown area. On the surface streets in the southeast, injury accident at Russell and Sandhill to steer clear of. Also wrapping up one on East Desert Inn at Paradise. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is... I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world! Number 1, time is running out. Number 2, time is running out. Number 3, time is running out. Number 4,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, August 1st. It is the first day of August in our new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m. It is so exciting. I've got more of these $100 VIP dining cards to give away from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin. That's at the southwest corner of Fort Apache and Charleston. And this great stuff, great stuff. And we'll give away a certificate between now and 9 a.m. How about that? Between now and 9 a.m. It is a word that has been used from folks on both sides of the political spectrum. It is sometimes misused. The big question is, what is woke? Well, we've got Kenny Hsu on. He is the author of The School of Woke, How Critical Race Theory Infiltrated American Schools and Why We Must Reclaim Them. Kenny, thanks so much for being a part of our show today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let me just ask you, and by the way, you are the president of ColorUsUnited.org. What is Color Us United?
We represent the concerns of Americans who are concerned about an increasingly racially divided society, whether it's the teaching of critical race theory in the schools or the division of people in promotions and hiring by race and sex categories. We're for a race-blind society. That's what we want. We want everybody to be treated on their merit, not their background.
You, in your new book, School of Woke, you track this back to the 1970s. Take us back to the beginning. When did woke culture really begin?
Woke culture really began in the arms of education schools. So when you had people like Herbert Marcuse, who, you know, was the originator of critical theory, you know, come in and say, basically, communism couldn't work in America because people were not divided enough on class. He sought other ways to accomplish this goal of division, and race was the natural category for Americans because of our history of slavery and racism. He used race to divide us. Separately, a person named Paulo Freire came in the education schools. He taught critical pedagogy. He was a Brazilian Marxist, tried to inspire students by seeing themselves as an oppressed human being. So those two philosophers really in the education schools combined to make what is now known as critical race theory.
I'm willing to bet I could go out onto Las Vegas Boulevard here in Las Vegas and ask 100 people, define the word woke, and most would not even venture a guess, and others would be right, maybe some wrong. What is woke?
Yeah, this book is meant to be a resource for those who want to understand the battles in our schools. Woke is privileging the concerns of people groups based on their position in the oppression hierarchy, basically. So if you're woke, you're supposed to be aware of the special concerns of, say, gay folks, LGBTQ folks, black folks, women, but see how, like, you're supposed to be extra aware of these concerns over, say, the concerns of straight white Christian males.
Again, Kenny Hsu joining us. He's the author of School of Woke. Let me just throw this out there. This began back in the 70s, as you just stated. I guess my question is, how did it infiltrate our schools? When did that movement begin? And who is it that started it?
There's a lot more context to after the education schools came in. So first of all, you need to know what critical race theory preys off of. The prey here is the fact that our schools have had a racial achievement gap. Black kids are not achieving at the level of white kids, and it's dispiriting to a lot of liberals. So they need to find somebody to blame, and the truth is we need to blame the failed policies, crime policies, and home policies, and home culture, but liberals don't want to go there, so they would rather blame white racism. So critical race theory takes advantage of the guilt that liberals feel towards the racial achievement gap and says, well, it's the racist's fault.
Okay, so we know that it has infiltrated education, but am I right that woke has infiltrated the business world, pop culture?
Of course. Of course. You know, look at Barbie. Look at this new movie over here. You know, it was a female utopia where the men find all of their value in serving the women. And then, you know, you invert it, and then suddenly it's all of the females being subordinated to the men. This is how woke people believe. They don't think about individual choices. They don't think of the consequences of their choices. Their idea of society is either someone's on top or someone's at the bottom.
Let me ask you, because it is one thing to say, oh, here's the problem. The question is, how do we fix it? And your book goes a long way towards a solution to this problem. Can you talk a little bit about it without giving it all away?
I can talk a little bit about it, yes. Number one, don't teach classes of victimhood to children. So what I mean by that is that there's some battles of black history going on in our country right now. Don't teach history in a way that makes a person feel like they are oppressed solely by their skin color. That is not the way to give opportunity to them. And then two, and I'm only going to give two, restore the teacher-student relationship of authority, okay? A teacher is not your friend. Teachers are being trained these days to be students' friends, to affirm all of their feelings and emotions. Let me tell you, there is no such thing as a feeling or emotion when you're trying to do math, okay? So a teacher needs to reestablish his position of authority, and the school system needs to support the teacher in doing that. They're not doing that effectively right now.
Again, the book is School of Woke, How Critical Race Theory Infiltrated American Schools and Why We Must Reclaim Them. Does that mean that school board elections are more important than they have ever been?
They are. And the reason why they're important is because we actually need to make them elections. Here's what I mean. Ever since the Reagan era, there are school boards, and liberals found their ways into school boards, so they infiltrated school boards first, and they took advantage of the fact that most Americans didn't care about school board elections. So guess what happened? They never had elections. Many of the school board members you see out there are appointed by former school board members, and because there's no competitor, they don't even have to run in an election. So bring a competitor, bring some good ideas to the table, pledge to look at the school's receipts, and you can create a competitive election.
How do you begin the process as a citizen, not as a politician or an elected official, but how do you begin that process of trying to reclaim our schools? I mean, at some point you've got to say, hey, this is wrong and it's got to change. But how do you begin that process?
I think first, you need to have your own dinner time conversations with your kids. Talk about the value of color blindness. Tell them about why you should view your black friend as just a friend and not black, even though schools are teaching him the opposite. Two, I would ally and find other like-minded parents and form a little coalition, form a little group. But really ally with parents that are not in your school. Here's why. The school has leverage over your kids. And so you're less likely to really go against the grain if the school has leverage over your kids. You need to find other people who are committed to the cause, who are activists in their own regard, who are not part of your school. Once you do that, you build a big enough block, you can start running candidates, you can start organizing, you can start looking into the curricula and submitting requests to nonprofit organizations. That's the best way to build a movement.
Kenny, are we losing the battle right now? I mean, woke seems to be everywhere.
Yeah, we are losing the battle. I'm not gonna tell you, because we've been asleep at the wheel for the past, 40 years. We've let woke people take over school boards, teachers, education institutions, but there's hope. There's a lot of hope, because look at what Glenn Youngkin did in Virginia. Ran on education, ran on parental rights, ran on raising standards, and won in a blue state. Virginia is a blue state. not even in just in Virginia, in San Francisco, California, the Chinese Americans kicked out three school board members who were trying to get rid of the merit-based process for admissions. Find an issue that rallies your community. Get organized. You can win. We have to take it back, but we can't wait any longer.
How do folks find School of Woke?
School of Woke, your resource in this next 20-year battle against critical theory and queer theory in the schools. Buy it now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, if you want to help the author. That's IndieBound.com. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Kenny M. Xu, Kenny M-X-U.
Kenny, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. Really appreciate it. Best of luck with the book.
You too. Thanks.
Kenny Xu joining us, the author of The School of Woke, How Critical Race Theory Infiltrated American Schools and Why We Must Reclaim Them. He's also the president of ColorUsUnited.org. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We are in our brand new time slot, and nobody is more excited than I am. This is wonderful. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Simply put, people have been asking me, well, how's the show going to change from your afternoon show? And the answer is it's not. This is everything you need to know to start your day, to get started, to sound really intelligent. This is no different than what we did from noon to three. It really isn't. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the